felt like the blink of an eye. The faded red pickup accelerated hard and passed the Lincoln, level with the cop's caprice. Then its driver swung the wheel hard, and the bull bar smashed into the Lincoln's front fender. The pickup driver kept his foot hard down and forced the Lincoln off the road onto the shoulder. The grass tore up, and the Lincoln slowed radically and then hit a tree head-on. There was a boom of metal caving, and headlight glass shattering, and there was a big cloud of steam. Then the two guys in the pickup came out shooting. They had machine pistols and were firing at the Lincoln. The sound was deafening, and I could see arcs of spent brass raining down on the blacktop. Then the guys were hauling open the Lincoln's doors. One of them dragged the kid out. The other was still firing into the front. Then he came out with some kind of grenade, tossed it inside the Lincoln, slammed the door and grabbed his buddy and the kid and hauled them down into a crouch. There was a loud, bright explosion inside the Lincoln. All six windows shattered. I was more than 20 yards away and felt every bit of the concussion. Pebbles of glass blew everywhere. Then the guy who had tossed the grenade scrambled up and sprinted for the passenger side of the pickup, and the other straight-armed the kid inside the cab and crowded in after him. The door slammed shut, and I saw the kid trapped in there on the center seat. I saw terror in his face. It was white with shock, and I saw his mouth opening in a silent scream. I heard the engine roaring and the tires squealing, and then the truck was coming directly towards me. I could see Toyota on the grill behind the bull bar. Four-wheel drive, big fat tires, it was coming straight at me. I had less than a second to decide. I pulled out the Colt, aimed very carefully, and fired once at the Toyota's grill. The big gun flashed and roared and kicked in my hand. The huge .44 slug shattered the radiator. I fired again at the left front tire, blew it out in a spectacular explosion of black rubber debris. Yards of blown tread whipped through the air. The truck slewed and stopped with the driver's side facing me, 10 yards away. I ducked behind my van and slammed the rear doors and came out on the sidewalk and fired again at the left rear tire. Same result, rubber everywhere. The truck crashed down on its left side rims. The driver opened his door and spilled out on the blacktop and scrambled up on one knee. He had his gun in the wrong hand. He juggled it across, and I waited until I was fairly sure he was going to point it at me. Then I used my left hand to cradle my right forearm against the Colt's 4-pound weight and aimed carefully at center mass and pulled the trigger. The guy's chest seemed to explode in a huge cloud of blood. The skinny kid was rigid inside the cab, staring in shock and horror. But the second guy was out and scrambling around the hood towards me. His gun was coming round at me. I swiveled left, aimed at his chest, fired. Same result. He went down on his back behind the fender in a cloud of red vapor. I ran and pulled the skinny kid out over the first guy's body, ran him back to my van. He was limp with shock and confusion. I shoved him into the passenger seat, slammed the door, and headed for the driver's side. In the corner of my eye, I saw a third guy coming straight for me, reaching into his jacket. Some tall, heavy guy, dark clothes. I braced my arm and fired, and saw the big red explosion in his chest. At exactly the same split second, I realized it was the cop, and he had been reaching for his badge. The badge was a gold shield in a worn leather holder, and it flew up out of his hand and tumbled end over end and landed hard against the curb right in front of my van. Time stood still. I stared at the cop. He was on his back in the gutter. His whole chest was a mess of red. It was all over him. There was a big ragged hole in his shirt. He was completely still. His head was turned, and his cheek was against the blacktop. His arms were flung out. I was aware of the blackness of the road, and the vivid green of the grass, and the bright blue of the sky. I could hear the gunshots still roaring in my ears. I saw the skinny kid staring out through the van's windshield at the downed cop, and then staring at me. I saw the college security cruiser coming left out of the gate. I saw their faces behind their windshield, turned in my direction. I stood completely still. One thing I learned a long time ago is that it's easy enough to shoot a man, but there's absolutely no way to unshoot one. I heard the college car rolling towards me.